Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com and every Monday on the Tom Jordan Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Wells Fargo. Wow. This has been going on for a while. 5,300 people were fired because they were opening up these fake accounts.
Well, they say what they did was they caught some of their employees illegally signing up customers for products, and they included everything from credit cards to lines of credit, all sorts of things that they had not requested. And they said they were, the leadership of the company said they were not aware of this at all. They don't condone it. And their CEO came out pretty strongly, obviously, in firing 5,300 people, but also putting out a statement saying this is totally inconsistent with their values and culture, and that they wanted to, you know, obviously make a statement with such a strong move. So this was not insignificant, to be sure.
But what does it mean that they can do this and get away with it for so long?
Well, I think here's the one thing that I thought I was actually reassured by. I talked to a source inside the bank and realized that contrary to what we may have been reading and reporting, they self-discovered this. So there was an LA Times article, LA Times article in 2013, where I don't know, when reading it, you almost feel like it's a whistleblower or something like that. What had happened was that the bank had actually discovered that there was a problem. They started to take swift action. They started to fire people. And it's likely one of those people called the press or the authorities. I think they were already dealing with regulators, but called the press and had, you know, and conveyed the story. So it's not ideal when it comes out in that manner. But the good news for me was not trying to dismiss a very troubling issue, was that they actually found it themselves. I think it would have been worse if they didn't have the means through their audits, et cetera, to see what was going on themselves. So I think that is at least a bit reassuring.
Okay. I'm just confused here. There were how many accounts, fake accounts, did they open up?
So, okay.
And how did and where did the statements for these accounts go?
Right. This is actually those two really good questions. So, Wells Fargo is the largest bank in America. Its market cap is over $250 billion. They have 40 million retail accounts. They do 7 billion transactions a year. That's everything from us going to an ATM to you name it. So they're huge. They brought in an independent third party to say, we want you to look at millions of accounts that were open to see what was going on. 1.5 million of those accounts, they said, we can't rule out that something may have happened. 1.5 million out of 40 million. Of those, 100,000 had fees that were levied. So out of 40 million accounts, they found 100,000 accounts where someone may have been charged wrongly, they're not sure, for an account or some sort of privilege may have been opened. Everything from overdraft protection could have been one of the things. So those people, the average fee that they were charged was $25, and the bank refunded those 100,000 accounts an average fee of $25, which was a total refund of $2.5 million. When you hear that they paid $185 million fine, you think that money went back to customers? No, that went to regulators. The actual amount that went to customers was $2.5 million for a bank that makes $90 billion in revenue. So, on the one hand, again, not to be dismissed, bad when any employee, even one, does something to defraud a customer. On the other, 100,000 accounts, which is a lot, but out of 40 million, changes maybe the perception we all have of what may have happened. So in some ways, I want to minimize any hysteria by giving you the actual facts and the numbers, okay, but at the same time, not excuse it in any way.
Okay, and to answer my question, if I look at my bank account, I look at my statement,
yeah.
And I see a Christmas account that I didn't open.
Yes. That's why am I always telling you to look at the fine print, look at your statements. Now, interestingly, Bank of America, I was told that if anyone calls and requests a statement, they're sending out duplicates on anything you request. They're not charging customers for that, which they shouldn't. Normally, a duplicate statement costs $5. So you can request duplicate statements. The other thing, which was to your question about what if they used a different address, which some people did inside the bank, you open up an account for a person, you don't even know you have it because it's going to another address.
Oh.
I always say, what do? Every year you get an opportunity to check your credit report.
Uh-huh.
You get your free annual credit report. You need to look at that. These things are not insignificant in this day and age.
You wouldn't think.
All that onion skin paper that the bank sends you with legalese, you know, that you just like toss or you don't look at. Take a look. What is this about? You know, mistakes happen, honest mistakes, let alone fraud. So, you know, this is something that it behooves us to do, especially when it comes to our hard-earned money. But this was not a good thing. I don't want to minimize it. 5,300 employees being fired is not great. Now, again,
is anybody going to jail?
I did not get a sense of jail. No, I did not.
Well, this is fraud.
It is fraud, but I did not get a sense of that.
And federal.
I didn't get, you know, a lot of us have had, however, I mean, when you think about companies across the country, rogue employees have done things in companies since the beginning of time. They didn't necessarily go to jail for that. Losing their job is not insignificant. And they fired anyone, even with a remote from, again, what I was told by an inside source. If they have even a question, you know, that you were out, if you couldn't respond well. So I don't know how they methodically went through and found these 5,300 people. I would imagine there's enough electronic data there to give them a sense. But I haven't heard anything about jail.
And if they don't have to account for this, then what stops other people from doing it, or from Wells Fargo from doing it again?
Oh, well, I think the idea that they fire 5,300 people would give you pause if you wanted to keep your job. So, you know, that's one thing. I mean, they lost their job. That's not insignificant.
Yeah, but
once again,
and then the banks, but the bigger issue is you got a $185 million fine when ultimately the refunds you gave customers.
Which is going to be our money. So
you're going to be all over that.
They're not taking it out of their bank accounts.
They're taking it out of their profits, though. That hurts their shareholders. That has their bonuses.
And I mean, so the only onus will be on the board of directors to call them into question.
I mean, you don't want to see $185 million fine. You don't want to see this in the headlines.
Somebody needs to go to jail.
You're accountable.
That's stealing. That's fraud.
So are they too big to fail?
Sounds like it.
I think we're too big to fail is a little bit of a stretch in this context.
Okay.
I mean, I think you're talking about a large number, again, I'm not dismissing this, of rogue employees who did something that did not line up with their values or serve their customers. And I'm not trying to again, soft shoe this. But I think at the same time, taking that to do too big to fail is like a giant leap.
Okay.
That's like.
All right. Money Monday is more about this on blackamericaweb.com.